Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Very clever song choice, Valero.
Thank you. I'm 2 for 3.
You are. Do a song that has to do with the hour's code word. Let's go party. This hour's code word is plastic. You know, Barbies out there look plasticky.
I don't like it.
Lot in Boca.
Oh, yeah, that's one I don't like. I don't like the faces.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can get a little piece put here or there in your lower regions or maybe in your memory.
Lower regions?
Yeah, in your memory glands, but when you start doing the face.
The memory glands are not the lower regions.
You can get stuff injected in your lower regions.
I know you can.
People are stealing booties nowadays.
Well, that's true. Yeah, I wasn't thinking about that.
Yeah, yeah. They need to add that booty. Everybody don't like them pancakes.
Time for your chance to win $1,000, a 560 WQAM $1,000 touchdown contest. Your chance to take home $1,000. Text the word plastic. Plastic, P-L-A-S-T-I-C. Text the word plastic right now to 72881. If you don't win this time, your next chance will be at 5 o'clock. 560 WQAM's $1,000 touchdown contest brought to you by Gunther Mazda. Get to know the all-new premium Mazda lineup at Gunther Mazda today. Don't forget, this is a national contest. Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text and drive. Get in on the winning, y'all. Text the word plastic to 72881. Did you hear something?
I heard some screaming, man. You got to watch people nowadays.
We're 3 hours. 3 hours from puck drop here at the BB&T Center in Sunrise, Florida. No sun out right now, though. Some showers came through. Nothing raining right now, though. But got some Panthers hockey tonight. Very excited.
Don't be scared of the water. It's those bands, those hurricane bands.
They were coming through, yeah. It looked like, right?
It'll be fast. Sit in your car 5 minutes, you're set to go.
Did you see, by the way, how quickly that hurricane went through the panhandle? Like, that thing was moving fast.
It snuck up on them.
But, man, that you see some, I think it's called Mexico Beach on the panhandle. Like, it was, when I say destroyed. But I would imagine the panhandle is not. And I know South Florida has very stringent building codes, yeah. But that was due to Hurricane Andrew. So I'm sure that things will change in the panhandle after this.
I go fishing up there every now. Last time I went was probably about 4 years ago, but it's very Bible Belt is still up there.
It's not small town. Yeah.
So I think I can see how they would struggle with Category 4 by the time it hit?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be rough up there.
By the way, Crowder tonight will be with the WQAM street team at Bow Campers in Plantation. You can watch Thursday night football, register to win a game day experience with Crowder, and enjoy the whiskey specials as well.
Whew.
That's tonight, Bow Campers in Plantation. He was asking me where I was sitting because I'm going with my kid to the Dolphins-Bears game on Sunday. And he wanted to know where I was sitting because he'll come see us if I'm not with the riffraff. He doesn't want to go where the riffraff is.
I don't want to go where it's uncontrolled traffic. Because, man, if I get a line going in front of one of them bathrooms at that stadium.
Everybody wants to take a picture with you, first of all. You're royalty at the Dolphins. So he's got to pick and choose where he's going.
So. I bounce in and out of boxes.
He's like, where are you and DJ going to be? Because if it's with the riffraff, I'm going to FaceTime you.
That was the wrong word selection. I'll admit it.
Shall we give away a pair of Dolphins-Bears tickets?
Please do that. That's a hell of a damn gift.
I think it's a good prize. You know, a lot of people, you couldn't pay me to go. I disagree. I have a feeling that it's going to be a pretty good crowd Sunday, don't you think?
You couldn't pay me to go. With all the requests I get, they think I'm little Stephen Ross.
That is true.
Hey, crowd, hook me up. With what?
That is
true. We got to pay together. Let's put our money together. We'll get us a ticket or two. Yeah, no, it's a hell of a trip.
Well, we've got Dolphins tickets. These are lower-level tickets for Bears and Dolphins. Courtesy of our good friends at Dade County Federal Credit Union, the preferred credit union of the Miami Dolphins, serving Miami-Dade County since 1939. For more information on them, you can visit thefins, C-U, CU.com. The Fins, CU.com. So these are lower-level Dolphins-Bears tickets. I've created a wacky radio game show. All the phone lines are filled, but if someone loses, that means a phone line will open up, and you can call in at 305-567-0560 or 954-567-0560. So the game, I tried to pick two people representative of each organization. So one that represents the Dolphins, one that represents the Bears, and Mike Ditka is going to represent the Bears.
I like that.
And Don Shula is going to represent the Dolphins.
And legendary coaches.
Legendary coaches, yeah. And both wildly successful restaurateurs.
We went to Ditka's.
You and I went to Ditka's, yes. In Chicago, but he's got restaurants all over the country. And Don Shula, you know, has the Shula Steakhouses, Shula Burger. Yeah. He's got a myriad of restaurants all over the country as
Crowder's.
Well. Is that so?
It was. They tried to sell it to me, but
they wanted it to be successful.
I was busy.
So I have menu items from one of the two restaurants. I'll give the caller the menu item. You tell me if that is on a Ditka's menu or a Shula's menu.
This is clever. I like this.
Now, I'll tell you. They've got restaurants all over the country, so if you think you're just going to look up, you know, Shula's in Miami Lakes, I went deep.
You never did that before.
I never hit the back. So what do we do? Three? You got to get three out of five, or should we make it tougher?
I think two out of three.
Two out of three.
Three out of five. Okay, so you got to get three out of five. We'll give you a chance. You got to get three. If you get three out of five, mm-hmm. You get a pair of Dolphins and Bears tickets, courtesy of our friends at Dade County Federal Credit Union. They are the preferred credit union of the Miami Dolphins.
And don't go with the long answers. We don't need to procrastinate.
I like to hear them think it out, though.
No, man. You can talk it out, but don't get with the long thinking, man. We got to go. Man, time is money.
We'll go to Jose first, Falero. Jose on line one. You there, Jose? You got to turn the music down or him up because we're on location, so I got to hear it better. You there, Jose?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, so you understand the contest?
Yes, I do.
Have you ever eaten at a Ditka's or a Shula's restaurant?
I've eaten at a Shula's restaurant, not a Ditka's.
Okay, I'm going to give you a menu item. You tell me whether that's a Ditka's restaurant menu item or a Shula's restaurant menu item. And if you get three out of five right, you are going to the Dolphins-Bears on Sunday.
Awesome.
All right. You're a Dolphins fan, I'm guessing?
I am a big Dolphins fan, yeah.
All right. Very good. Here you go.
What's up, Shiny?
What's up, baby? You like that?
Yeah, I did. It was so disingenuous.
It was. No, it wasn't.
Valero, am I right?
Like, here y'all go with the giggles. Like, what's up, baby?
What's up, baby?
What's like, up, baby?
You did it without.
Hey, I'll take that from Shanny.
What's up, baby? My man.
He's doing it again. All right, here you go. Ditka's restaurants or Shula's restaurants? The halfback filet mignon. The halfback filet mignon.
Shula.
You're going to say Shula's. Now, neither of them were halfbacks, so it's a very difficult decision to make, I would think.
Yeah.
Do you have this guy says Shula's. Do you have a guess, Crowder?
I would say Shula's because he's an offensive guy. This is that special of me.
That is Ditka's restaurant. I'm sorry. I'm sorry you did not
Walter
get that
Payton,
right.
Walter Payton, probably.
Maybe, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. This is going to be tough.
We don't have buzzers or dings or anything, Falero?
Good grief.
I played
this kid.
Oh, we didn't hear anything.
I played like twice.
I didn't hear anything. Did
I
you hear a buzzer?
Like twice.
All right, so you're 0-1. You got to get 3 out of 5, so I don't know what that means, but let me know if he wins or loses, okay?
Yes.
All right.
Coach's pot roast nachos. Coach's pot roast nachos. Now, we know they were both coaches.
I'm going to go with Shula's again.
He's going to say Shula's, Coach's Pot Roast Nachos.
I go with Dicker. Pot Roast up north. Shula was down. We don't pot roast a lot in Miami.
Although Shula did coach a lot. Like, didn't he coach in?
Isn't Shula from Ohio, too?
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, but now he fully transitioned to Miami.
All right.
All right, baby. You say Shula's. Unfortunately, that is Ditka's as well.
Oh,
Coach's pot roast nachos. So now you have to run the table,
yes,
Jose.
I was going
to
tell you.
You're, right. I appreciate that.
I was going to tell you. Now he has to go 3 for 3.
So you're 0 for 2. You got to go 3 for 3 if you want these Dolphins Bears tickets, okay?
All right. I'm going to do this. Let's
All
do
right.
This.
Ditka's or Shula's? Duh, pork chop. Duh, pork chop.
Oh, Ditka's.
Yeah, it's got to be Ditka's, right? Yeah, that's Ditka's, of course.
That
is Ditka's. I gave you a little easy one there. That's at Ditka's restaurant in Arlington Heights and probably other ones as well, but I got them off specific menus. All right, here we go. You ready?
All right.
The Don.
Oh, Shula.
The Don. It's two American classics come together as one. Burger, hot dog, pickle, onion sauce, American cheese, ketchup, yellow mustard on a brioche-style bun. The Don. Now,
that sounds totally Miami, and it's the Don. Yeah, Don Shula.
Because the only thing I would think is maybe Mike Ditka considers himself like a Don. We were at his restaurant, and like you can see the way that it's set up.
Starface pictures. Yeah.
What is he, a mafia man or something?
He's got that little thing, right?
Chicago, the city of Chicago has that little feel.
Yes. That was Al Capone's haunts. So you say Shula's?
I'm going to go with Shula.
That is, of course, Shula's restaurant.
Who in the hell wants a hot dog with a hamburger on top?
Yeah, not me.
That's nasty. Man.
All right. You've got 2 right, 2 wrong. If you get this right, Jose, you're a winner of Dolphins Bears tickets. You get it wrong, and you're a loser with nothing to show for it except Crowder saying, hey, baby.
What's up, baby? You'll be good, baby.
Hey, that's good enough.
All right. The kick-ass paddle steak. Kick-ass paddle steak. All the marbles right on this one, Jose.
The kick-ass paddle steak. Do I have a lifeline?
There is no lifeline. The only lifeline is Falero. That's a death line, so I won't allow you to go for him.
Don't ask him.
I'm going to go with Ditka. That seems like more like a Ditka thing.
The kick-ass paddle steak, he says, Ditka's. I think you had the kick-ass paddle steak in Chicago, right?
I knew this one. I ate the kick-ass
paddle steak. It is Ditka's. Crowder had the kick-ass paddle steak.
Yes.
Nice job. Jose, you came from behind. You're like the Miami Hurricanes. You were down big, and you came with 3 straight at the end, and you got yourself a pair of Dolphins and Bears tickets, courtesy of our friends at Dade County Federal Credit Union, the preferred credit union of the Miami Dolphins.
And you know what's ironic?
What?
The first game I ever went to in that stadium was a Dolphins-Bears game in 1987, which was the first game ever played in preseason. And I'm going to get to take my son.
Man, my dude, they got facts.
Hockman and Crowder make dreams come true.
Yes, sir.
We bring families together. I don't know
Uncle
what that
Hawk.
Means. Uncle Hawk.
Yeah.
What's
Mr.
happening,
Mr.
baby?
Mr. Crowder.
What up, baby? All right.
Everybody loves him.
Nice job, Jose. What's your favorite sports radio station?
That's not a thing.
I love doing that.
560, of course.
I love that. You don't love that?
It's not a thing.
My radio nerddom. Thank you, our good friends at Dade County Federal Credit Union, the preferred credit union of the Miami Dolphins, serving Miami-Dade County since 1939. For more information, you can visit thefincu.com. Strong effort by him.
That damn steak was the size of my back.
Yeah, and what was it again? Because we had never heard of a paddle steak before. Well,
it was the bone in that looked like
a
paddle.
What it was? That's right. Yeah.
But it really looked like a damn tennis racket.
Yep.
It was huge.
Yep, the kick-ass paddle steak, something you can get at Ditka's.
It was
restaurant.
Good on the way in.
I think
rough on the way out. All that damn beef.
I think Randy Moeller, the television analyst for the Florida Panthers, I believe he is scheduled to join us when we come back.
Radio.com.
Back live at the BB&T Center. I don't think ever before has Randy Moeller stood us up. Now, I've been told he's on his way, but Moeller is always bright and early for his radio segment. But you know opening night.
I was thinking opening night. They have the 25th anniversary stuff going on.
He's being pulled in every direction.
The 50-50. I don't know what that has to do with him, but I enjoy the 50-50.
Love the 50-50. I'm going to win it this year. I'm going to win it. Anyway, Moeller is on his way over. We'll talk a little Panthers with him. Good chance for me to remind everybody that we do some of our contests online now, so you can enter at your leisure and get a chance to win just like anyone else that's listening. You know, some people listen on the podcast or whatnot. So you can go to WQAM.com/contests. That's plural. And you can register right now for a $50 gift card from Tucker Duke's Lunchbox. Tucker Duke's Lunchbox, a Southern-style burger joint serving the best craft burgers, craft beers, and snacks in town. They've got two locations, Deerfield Beach and Boca Raton. You know I always rave about Tucker Duke's. And you can win a $50 gift card. They've got a pizza burger for October, and their Tucker Duke burger, obviously, is the best. So if you want to win that $50 gift card, go to WQAM.com/contests, plural, and you can register to win right there. We are at the BB&T Center. Crowder and I, Tree, our engineer, here with us, and we'll be here till 6 o'clock. Alex Donna will take over then, and then Panthers hockey on this very radio station tonight. Look at Moeller ambling on over right now. You know, he's a very busy man. He's got the vest working tonight. He's
smiling at everybody.
Smiling at everybody. He's the mayor of the BB&T
hey,
Center.
He's how you doing? Everybody good? How's everybody doing? Everybody doing? Hey.
Into what he does, man. Where is he? Where's Moeller?
I'm right here. How you doing, chicken farm?
What's up, bro?
Hi, Hawk.
Good? You never miss your radio segment with us.
You're supposed
never
to remind
late.
Me.
I had Falero text you. He said he texted you 5 minutes ago.
5 minutes ago, my big toe.
I knew it.
Falero always.
You know what
up.
We've done today on the show?
Falero, if I come back in that studio back there, I tell you, you don't want me.
He's
don't
coming
want
me to, tonight. You know, he's coming to meet me at the game tonight. So,
oh, I'm calling security right now.
I texted
They'll
you at
never get him in the door.
Randy.
Grab him.
He says
grab
he texted you at 4:16.
4:16.
You replied 7 minutes later. That's not my fault.
Wow. What's going on, guys?
You know what we've done today?
You got your T-shirt on? You're already.
I
to
do.
Go?
I'm ready to go. 25th anniversary season. I'm excited.
Come coaching tonight.
He's got to go coach a football game tonight.
Oh, okay. So,
but I'm. I've got four friends coming. We're gonna watch the game. Very excited.
Excited.
And,
excited. Yeah.
This place should be rocking tonight, right?
It will. Everybody's been just so excited and waiting. I mean, the Panthers only played one game so far, and that a lot of teams have played four and five. So we're gonna play catch up here. But tonight, opening up against Columbus. Panthers dropped all three games against Columbus last year, so this tough opponent. They've got a couple of injuries. So do we. Corpusello will be getting starting goal instead of Bobrovsky. That was kind of a surprise that we found out.
We talked with one of our gambling experts who's in Canada, and he had placed a bet tonight on Columbus, thinking
Bobrovsky would be in goal.
And he said he was shocked. He didn't understand why, and I don't know what the reason is either.
Yeah, well, he won his first game, and he won it in a shootout. So they've got good goaltending. But I'm looking forward to it and getting down on the ice and that and seeing what this team can do. They kept the core together for the Panthers. They added Hoffman. They added, thank goodness, they added Michael Hutchinson, a depth goaltender. Luongo goes down the first game. Looks like he's only going to be out a couple weeks or a little bit more. So that's good news in that sense. So Hutchinson comes up, and we'll see. See how the Panthers play and how Reimer plays here tonight.
And both of you just hit on kind of 2 points I was going to hit on with the expectations this year, and then Luongo's health. Like, do those go hand in hand with what the team wants to do and Luongo being healthy?
I think it's safe to say, Channing, that that if the Panthers are going to have a season where they qualify for the playoffs, well over 95 points, 100 points qualify, you have to consider that Roberto Luongo is going to play a big part of that. I mean, that just goes hand in hand. The same thing as Alexander Barkov is going to play a huge role in the team making the playoffs. So, but they're very confident with James Reimer. Remember when Luongo went down last year and Reimer won all those games and scary Harry Sateri came in and he won those games as well. So, as I've said before, and I sound like a broken record, I'm going on my third year now of doing this. goaltending has not been an issue for the Florida Panthers. You look at the games and the games that they've lost. I mean, even last year, there was maybe two, maybe three games throughout the whole season where you could look at that game and say, yeah, if they would have had maybe a little bit better goaltending, they could have won. It wasn't the goaltending and that. So that's why I feel confident with this team. That the team seems to be playing a lot better defensively. I mean, they went over to Tampa last Saturday, the Panthers, and outshot the Lightning 16-4, dominated them in the first period, should have won the game, had, you know, 43, 44 shots in the game. So if they have that same production, that same energy, that same chances and the scoring chances here tonight, I think their chances are pretty good to have 2 points.
Randy Moeller is with us. You'll watch him tonight, Fox Sports Florida, television analyst for the Florida Panthers, and we always enjoy talking with Moeller. You know, we did today a couple times. We played old montages of your goal calls from the Lebatard show.
Oh, my goodness.
I haven't played this stuff. I mean, I just started listening to it this morning because I knew it was coming here tonight. You know, Don Bailey Jr. does it for us with the Hurricanes games.
Yeah.
And I don't think a lot of listeners know where that came from.
Yeah.
And the original incarnation was you, because you were doing, if you remember, colorful calls. It was Top Shelf, where Mrs. Moeller keeps the peanut butter, or David Booth has a huge pear. And it was brought to Dan's attention. We brought you on the show a couple times, and that blew up, man. And you used to give your all on those.
Well, but let's be totally serious. One of the main reasons why was because Dan was bored, and he wanted something other than talk about the Panthers, who were struggling at the time.
Yes,
and have some fun. As you know, his show is a lot like your show or whatever. You not only talk about sports, we talk about different stuff and have some fun, and you can laugh and not take yourself too seriously. So that fit in pretty good. I think that was remember Dan said, hey, Moeller, would you – if we told you to say X or whatever after a goal call, will you say it? And I said, hell yeah.
It was great. And you – I mean, I'm telling you, brought it strong. And then you went viral. Remember, you were on ESPN too.
Oh, like Howard Stern's show.
Yes,
and that.
Did.
Oh,
it
my
took
goodness.
Off, man. It
every time I go, off. We go every time we check in, go on the road and check into the hotel. My light on the phone in my hotel room would be lit up, and it would be some shock jock, whatever town we're in, Philadelphia, Columbus, L.A. or whatever, and they all wanted me on. 6:45 a.m. in the morning. I'm like, get out of here! No, I used to do quite a few of them in that, but I always said, as long as everybody is having fun with it. Nobody takes it seriously. I never want to be controversial. You remember, I never did anything political or anything that was...
You did put them on the glass. You did, I just ate your liver.
No, but I mean political. I ate your liver. I don't think that's political. What did somebody say that? Some politician
said it? We just played some of them, and Crowder didn't know what was coming, and he's like, I just ate your liver. Like,
the best though, that we had, remember the fun, because I'm as lily white, I don't know rap. I appreciate rap. I don't play rap or whatever. Like, and these guys started handing me this stuff like, Mama cooked the breakfast without no hog. And I never heard that phrase before in my life. Was it Ice Tea or something?
Ice Cube.
Ice Cube. Ice Cube. Yeah. Ice Tea, Ice Cube, whatever.
Mama cooked the breakfast with no hog. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
It was a good day.
So that, when does get me to say stuff like that? Was
and
yeah,
you know he does it with ferocity. And Mama cooked the breakfast with no hog.
Oh, you tricked me. They were awesome.
Hey, play one, Falero. You have one of the montages. Play one that we haven't played yet.
Panthers shoot, they score! And the Panthers now have a 3-1 lead. Now go home and get your shine box. He scores!
I think that's Goodfellas, right?
Shake it like a Polaroid picture. The Panthers
Outcast.
Get a power good play stuff. Goal. He shoots, he scores! Both get the game tying goal. Pretty fly for a white guy.
That's
they
the offspring. That's a band.
Radek Dvorak on the doorstep. Oh, my God. They killed Kenny. Shoot, they score.
South Park.
Put them on the glass. The white
Sir Mix-a-Lot. Put them on the glass.
Stephen Weiss. I'm a lead farmer. They score.
That's from that.
Meester. Pay that man his money.
Oh, they pay
scores.
That man his money.
Rounder,
Nathan Horton. Give me back my son. Patrice, he scores.
Mel Gibson, Ransom.
Ball, the meatloaf. He scores. Here comes the hot stepper.
Here comes the hot stepper.
On the doorstep. Carol, hold my call. And he scores. David Booth. Oh, I can't believe it's not butter. Rebound the shoe, they score! Richard Sendick. I would do anything for love, but I won't do that. He scores! Carlos Stratton's. And I draw ding-dongs on people.
That was Tracy
Morgan.
He
scores! I had coffee with McCauley a half an hour ago.
That was a Pacino
movie. Scores! Ding, fries are done. Ding, fries are done.
I think that's South Park, too.
Scores!
Family Guy, Family Guy.
I go to work like a doctor.
Cool Monique.
Scores! Wilson!
Oh, boy.
The best one in there is, here comes the hot stepper.
That's what I wrote
what was
down.
That? Who was that?
Aini Kamosi. It's a song. Aini Kamosi. It's
Murder.
A song. Here comes the hot
a
stepper.
Rapper?
Yeah, kind of, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I wouldn't
oh my
know
God.
That.
Those are memories, Christmas. Man. Those are great.
Yeah. That was awesome.
Ma the Meatloaf is like people's all-time favorites.
Yeah. That,
and Wilson was.
It just seemed like at the time, too. Remember, Hawk, you were a part of it. It just seemed like there was so much going on in social media and the pop culture at that time and that. I remember another one I don't think they played that all of our staff wanted to play because it was right at that time there was a fan of Britney Spears and said,
yes,
leave Britney alone.
Leave Britney alone, that viral video.
The viral video. I just yep. let it fly.
Yeah. He would say anything,
leave Britney
man.
Alone.
I was going to ask because you said, you know, how long have you been with the Panthers now?
24 years.
Including the season you played?
Yeah.
Or so
yeah.
24 years.
Out of 25.
What yeah. kind of change have you seen in the Panthers' game presentation?
Oh.
Fan interest and just kind of the overall attitude of South Florida towards the Panthers in the course of your 24 years.
They had success off the very beginning. First of all, when they first got down here in 93-94, and I played the 94-95 season, and that just it was a novelty. It was new. A lot of people weren't too familiar with it yet. There's a lot of fans that were from the Northeast or from Canada and packed the Miami Arena. Loved it. They loved the players. And at the time, the characters we had on the Scroodlins and Mellonbees and John Van Beesbrick, who those guys are going to be here in just a few minutes as well, the 93-94 team. And then when we moved into this brand-new building, it was really something. I mean, it was this shiny. It was state-of-the-art. And that. And then the Pavel Bure era came in where you had back-to-back 50-some goals and that. And then the Panthers, though, the lack of success on the ice really started to affect this franchise, and it really did. And the fans were frustrated, and that. But I think now, especially with this new ownership group, since the Vinny Viola has bought the team in the last 4 years, you can see it's getting the momentum's building. They have a great core in this hockey club. No excuses. This should be a playoff team this year if they play anywhere near their capabilities. And I think the fans realize that they're excited. They're really behind this hockey club, so hopefully they can hit the ice and prove everybody and get some playoff hockey back here. Because once you get into the playoffs, it's almost like UM. Yeah. When you know they had those great years and that and the expectations, and then things weren't going that well and the fan interest kind of waned a little bit or whatever. Now you see it's starting to come back again, and the fans, if you put a winning product on the field or on the ice and you play an exciting brand of the sport or whatever, the fans love that. That's what they love to see and that. But I'm excited. We still have one of the youngest teams in the NHL, this young core, so hopefully the fans are going to appreciate and enjoy some great hockey this year. It's a fast pace. And you asked me what the change has been. Even over the last 3 or 4 years, the game has gotten so fast. These players, same thing probably with football. Yeah, you got those big old guys and kind of plop around. Now everybody does they can all run. They're all in great shape and that. And, hey, Channing, the speed of football now is nothing like it was 10 years ago, correct?
No, it speeds up. Every season it speeds up. The rules actually make it speed up as well. So
correct.
Everybody's going in that same direction.
That's just it. And the same thing with hockey now. They're taking out the hooking and the holding, and they encourage the offensive play in that. The Panthers are built for to score off the rush. They were one of the league leaders in scoring off the rush last year. That's hopefully going to continue for this year.
Randy Moeller, you watch him tonight. Fox Sports Florida. I have to tell you, the text machine and Twitter is blowing up at those montages that we played today, and people are dying of laughter. So,
oh, that's good.
Can't
I'm glad
really do it between the benches. Wouldn't make sense when they toss it down to you for you to yell out Wilson.
No, all it's going to be is Goldie's going to go, oh, down goes Moeller. See you guys.
Randy Moeller, watch him tonight, Fox Sports Florida. Steve Goldstein, by the way, is going to join us around 5 o'clock. We're live at the BB&T Center, Panthers home opener tonight. We'll take a quick break and come right back.
Radio.com.
And thirst with specials on Coors Light. So there you go. I'll give you the injury report here. Haven't been able to talk much Dolphins today.
Devontae Parker's on it, let me guess.
Let's see. Devontae Parker is on it.
Maybe questionable. Are we excited?
Injury report brought to you by the University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute, now at the Lennar Foundation Medical Center in Coral Gables. Recover your game. Visit uhealthsportsmedicine.com. Devontae Parker is limited in practice today and yesterday, listed with a quadricep. No game status yet, so see who else. Robert Quinn, he had a full practice today after not practicing yesterday. Frank Gore did not practice today, but that's oldness. Danny Amendola didn't practice yesterday. He did practice today, so he just took a veteran's day. Anything else here that Ryan Tannehill's listed on it with a shoulder, but he had full practices yesterday and today. Cam Wake, no practices. That's about it.
My X and O breakdown of that, honestly, would be Robert Quinn and Cam Wake's health, because Chicago's going to try to hit the edges. They run that jet sweep stuff. They're a very fast team. You got to set the edges. So if Robert Quinn or Cam Wake is out, I think that will hurt the defense.
That is the injury report brought to you by the University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute, now at the Lennar Foundation Medical Center in Coral Gables. Recover your game. Visit uhealthsportsmedicine.com. Do you miss us when we're not there, Falero, when we're not in the studio? Do you miss us?
What do you think?
Why I don't know. I'm
why
asking.
Why would you here. Ask him that? Why would you answer?
Huh?
Don't start with that, man. Don't start with that.
Y'all I want to know if he misses
that,
us.
But that's that weird stuff you
what,
like.
What's weird about
you.
That?
Do you miss me?
I'll tell you what was weird. You want to know what was weird?
Are you riding?
My
straight line. Nice.
So Mike Cugno from CBS4 was standing here during the last commercial break, and we were chatting with him. And then I came back to the headphones to talk to Falero. Hey, what commercials do we have coming up? What time? Blah, blah, blah. And he said, what are you doing? I said, I'm talking with Mike Cugno. And Falero said, oh, tell him I said hi. Now, why would an adult want another adult to know that he says hi? Like, it's not like you guys have not seen each other for 20 years. I don't even think you guys are really friends. So, like, you
we
wanted me
friends.
To walk back to Mike Cugno and say, hey, by the way, Eric Falero says hi.
Walk back? How far away were you from him?
Well, even if it was two steps, like, I sat down, I left, hey, good to see you. I'll see you, you know, in the arena at the game. And I sit down, I'm talking to you. So you would want me to then walk back to him and say, by the way, Eric Falero says hi.
Hey, Mike, Falero says what's up, bro. That's all. That's
who
all it was.
That, who was that for?
But, like, what? For what? Yeah, like, what does that accomplish?
Oh, we're friends, man. Makes him feel good.
Well, just text him hi, then.
You okay. That's, yeah, but you were there, so.
In your heart, you think that Hawk saying, hey, Mike, Falero says hi, is going to make his day better.
Yes.
Like, solidifies your friendship
good
with
grief.
Him?
Yeah. Like, oh, look, Falero's thinking of
because I got my, you know, my friends Jim and Ozzy are coming to the game tonight. You're going to coach your U school team, and then you've got that watch party
oh, don't
afterwards.
Say hi to them, okay?
Well, weird. I was asking Crowder if he wanted me to say hi to Jim and Ozzy for him.
No, I saw Ozzy earlier this week. Our kids go to the same school.
So you can say hi.
Did you hear about it? Did
no.
you hear about me and Ozzy seeing each other?
No.
No, because we're two grown men, and I saw him. We said, what's up? We talked for a second, and I hauled ass.
So do you want me to say hi to Jim for you?
No, I don't want you to talk to anybody for me. Talk to myself.
Tree, our engineer's over in the corner there. You want me to say hi to him, Falero?
Yeah, I already said hi to him, though, so we're good.
Hey, Tree, Falero says hi.
You're a hater.
Falero says hi. Yeah, we're on the air.
Oh, he's excited. Uh-huh. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Good job, Falero. Made his day.
Thank you.
So damn silly.
Say hi.
You're about to be married.
What's the big deal? It's just a little weird.
You guys make such a big deal about
this. It's a little weird. Say hi for me.
Yeah. Is that such a big deal?
How many times have you and Mike Cuno been alone?
Alone, never.
Just together. So y'all really aren't that good
friends. You're not friends. You've never gone out with him alone. You've seen him in situations.
I met him a couple times.
You're a fan of him on TV.
Met him a couple times. That's what it is.
You know what? You're
a
groupie.
He's a Mike Cuno groupie.
You're a groupie.
That is the creepiest damn thing I've ever heard.
To say hi to somebody else?
You're
a friend?
Especially someone that you're not friends with.
I am friends with him. He offered me a beer once.
Give him some draws.
Don't do that.
That's the next step, isn't it? A groupie hood?
Steve Goldstein is going to join us in the next segment.
My groupies used to give me draws.
Going to be, I bet they did. Steve Goldstein, the television play-by-play man for the Florida Panthers on Fox Sports Florida, he's going to join us in the next segment, so do not go anywhere. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, oh.